Aloha.
Yes, Dave Lawrence, please.
This is Dave Lawrence.
Hello, Dave Lawrence. This is Spencer Davis.
Hey. Nice, man. Carmine is a man of his word. Thanks, dude. Aloha.
Yeah, aloha. No, Carmine and I have done a number of shows together. We've known each other for years. We're old buddies. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. Your name came up not long ago when I had him on the show, and he mentioned, had he just done some shows playing with you or something?
Went up to Alaska and did some stuff up there.
It was in the news then. Somehow in the news, I saw you recent plans, like gigs that you had been doing with somebody else's name that caught my eye.
Alan White.
Yeah, Alan White of Yes, right. That's yes. Exactly. Now you're helping me out. I appreciate that.
Yeah. No. Alan and I go back a while, too. Alan lives up in the Washington State area. You know, when he's not out with the Yes tour, which is, you know, one of the major productions of all time, which in fact I'm going to go see on Sunday with my missus. We're going to go to the Universal Amphitheater. You know, Alan and I as pals.
Dig that.
Oh, it's going to be fun. Yeah, last time I think I went to Universal, I think I went to see Steve Winwood.
How ironic. when I saw that Alan was touring with you. Now you go back. Where did you first meet him?
We used to have a publicist friend by the name of Alan, another Alan McDougall, who used to work for Mayfair Publicity, which was associated with the Beatles. It goes back. That's how long the association is.
Wow.
And Alan McDougall, Scots guy, unfortunately no longer with us, used to have a Christmas party when Alan White lived in the San Fernando Valley. And so every Christmas, Swan and I would see each other. Every Christmas, go, hi, Alan, hi, Spence. Anyway, finally we got to do some shows together.
Nice. That's happening, man.
Oh, yeah.
Where did you first hook up with Carmine?
Carmine, you're not going to believe this, but the Fudge, Vanilla Fudge, were on a show also in the Seattle area, but I won't give you the year because it's going to date me. But anyway, I'm dated anyway, so it doesn't matter. We did a show, I think Cher was on it, Vanilla Fudge was on it, and it was, oh my God, it was 68, something like that. And remember that the Fudge was a heavy Hammond organ-oriented band, and so were we, so we ended up with our respective, I think Mark Stein, I think, was the keyboard player with the Fudge.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, and I had Steve Winwood had left the band, and I had Eddie Hardin with me, who snuck in there beautifully, replaced him, a great keyboard player, and he's been on all the recent stuff we've been doing this year. I've been in Europe 3 times this year with the Spencer Davis Group.
And I keep seeing the name in the news. And you mentioned Steve and seeing him at Universal recently, correct?
And I also saw him at the Roxy when, you know, the Roxy on Sunset?
Yeah.
I think it was a record company gig. Might have been a new album, I'm not sure. But so I haven't seen too much of Steve recently.
Do you still have a great, a good rapport with him?
Reasonable. You know, I mean, he's gone his way and I've gone mine. Obviously, we're still tied together with stuff like Give Me Some Love and I'm a Man.
Sure.
And they still use those in a lot of movies and commercials, thank God.
And we play them all the time. I played I'm a Man earlier today, just ironically.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff. I mean, that stuff wails hardcore. It had great attitude and spirit.
Well, you know who produced that stuff? A guy called Jimmy Miller. And Jimmy came in, the first thing that Jimmy produced with us was Give Me Some Lovin'.
Okay.
The Stones heard our version of Give Me Some Lovin', and they went, oh, we better get that guy in with us. And so Jumpin' Jack Flash was the first one that that Jimmy did for the Stones. And then I think he did Beggar's Banquet, and I don't know if he did Let It Bleed, but I know he did Beggar's Banquet. Unfortunately, Jimmy Miller's no longer with us, but let's not dwell on the rock and roll, the heavenly choir of rock and rollers and producers.
Because there's plenty of them up there rocking out.
I have no intention of going there soon, I can assure you.
Yeah, we don't want you going there anytime soon. If anything, Spencer, I'd like you to be making plans to come out and gig here in Honolulu.
You know, I'm right up to my neck in a new album. It's kind of autobiographical, because I'm originally from Swansea in Wales, and suddenly, somehow, stuff started coming out. This whole month of September, I came off the road because I've been gone. If you look on my website, you can see some monumental tours that we've done this year. And I've decided, let's get off the road and get in the studio and finish this damn album.
What's the web address, Spencer?
Spencer-Davis-Group.com.
Nice.
But if you stick my name in, stick Spencer Davis in Google, it'll take you to usually to the official website. You can bookmark it and you can track me down that way.
That's very cool. And what's the expected release date of this new record?
I'm not going to see this thing emergency in daylight until maybe January or so, because what's essentially happening with it these days, you don't just release, I mean, you release a CD, but it's really, the CD now is a spin-off of a DVD. You know that as well.
Absolutely.
So there'll be the DVD, which people can play as a CD, because, you know, the tracks will be on there. And I got some beautiful stuff of the original band. We're going to put that on it. So the autobiographical thing will have the new material at the end of it, but up in the front there'll be the adventures of.
I dig those. That's really cool, getting to see stuff that we haven't, you know, that has been, you know, in the archives, so to speak.
Never seen before.
That is dynamite, man.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing we'll probably have to give away. That would be something we'd be there for you on when we get around to that time. So you should keep my number and
I will. I've got it written here, but I'm going to give you an email address, you know, and if you, like, if stuff's going on, I need to know about.
Well, awesome, Spencer. I really appreciate it, buddy, and I'll throw you down an email, and you'll be able to reach me.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Dave.
Ah, man, you're quite welcome.
Bye-bye. Hi, this is Spencer Davis, and you are listening to the man, Dave Lawrence.